You gotta be a part of someone's life, and you gotta bring Christ, not yourself. They'll forget you, but they'll not forget Christ. Let's right away welcome our virtual church. Blessings to you all. We're with you. We bless you, beloved. We welcome you. So today I will say this. I had this unique conversation with Daddy, and I'll say this message, it is for the grown-ups. And the majority of messages that I've been saying, they are for the grown-ups, past the, you know, baby food. I have nothing against baby food. I just give warnings to everyone that don't understand what I preach, please. Do not make yourself the truth, the only answer possible. Don't say that if you don't understand that it's not from God, then nothing is from God. If you don't understand physics or science, you don't understand that, so let's not say that that is not of God. Let's allow ourselves get some time to grow up and mature. I like how Paul said, if you don't understand this, then the Lord will open it up to you eventually. So do not pretend that you're all-knowing, all-powerful. So today's message, I'll touch down on one of the problems that I've touched down on before. Christianity does not talk about it. Christianity lives like ostriches with their heads in the sand and pretended like the problem is all gone now. I'll say this, beloved, I hate these things. I love encountering problems and asking God questions about it because the Father wants to open reveal this to you and answer right away. You know, when I was speaking with Him, God opened up certain things to me. What I will share with you today, I'll say, will be theologically deep things, scriptures. You have to follow me to understand what I'm saying. Today's message is called Destruction of the Law. Later on, you'll understand what I mean and what sort of catastrophic position is Christianity in currently. Christianity has one serious problem that shut up just about everything in their life, and then the process stopped the life itself. Do you know the majority of Christians do not live? Yes, I'm talking right now to the people that are in this building and thousands that are watching us, and they will watch us on the rerun as well, on the website or the radio or on TV. I'll say this is for the masses that the Lord has revealed the center, and we are that voice for certain categories of people in this generation. I'll say this, beloved, what I'm going to share with you today, it's very important for you or establishment. First of all, it's important with your walk in God. If you will not understand this all your life, you will walk around the same tree maybe that you're walking at currently. I'll say this. I want to address this problem seriously. So, when the Spirit of God started pointing out to me that practically all of Christian life is always revolving around the same problem, and that is problem is sin. What do you do with it? So listen to me very carefully. Right now, maybe, beloved, do you know that right now, majority of you that are here, and those of you that are over there, you have a problem. If you sin, you have one problem. How do I stop sinning? And the second category of people that do not sin, I think, how do not to sin? Are you with me? Again, I tell you this, beloved, I've encountered this epidemic by talking to people, many different individuals through Skype or whatever. We have different people, pastors in the covenant in preparation to be in the covenant letters, different people. And you know, this problem is so serious. I see masses of people that cannot make it and enter and walk in God because all their life, for instance, 15 years, he's in God. All he does is thinks how not to sin. As soon as he since then, he's thinking how to get out of it. And this is all the vision and purpose for your life. If you're sinning, how to stop to sin? And if you never sinned, how to not to sin? That's about the only problem. It's a serious problem. Beloved, I want to address it today. I'll say this. I had to really deep do some serious work on it. It was deep revelations and spending time with God. And I need you to pay attention. How should I say this? I need your heart right now, your mind, your understanding, and your attention so you could understand what I'm saying. If you will not understand me right now, I'll say this message will be very interesting, though unique curves and bands. I am sure that majority of those that have opened up their hearts and they want to receive an answer to this question that is currently an epidemic in Christianity. I now see this. It's serious, it's a catastrophic condition, church. The question of sin and what to do with it, it's catastrophic. We're saved. What do we do now with the sin? We're born from above. What do we do with the sin? We sing, we do this, we preach, but what do we do with the sin? It's there. What are you guys, ostriches? Of course it's there. It's not a problem. After we receive Christ into our hearts, we practically stop living, and our only purpose in life is not to sin. You're born from above. Before that, you lived. Are you with me? Before you were born from above, or you repented and came to Christ, you were living, you didn't even think about sin. You lived, you enjoyed life, you achieved things, you were joyful, you were crying, and here you're born from above. And your life is over. And now the only goal in your life, oh Lord, so keep me so I do not sin. And now your life is living hell. Every day it's a word. Don't touch, don't look, don't do this, don't do that. Oh, get away from me, you're unclean. Oh, Lord, look, clean my eyes and my brain. You understand that we are in a problem. Listen, this is a serious problem, beloved. I've addressed certain problems like sin and how it was covered by the blood outside of time. Right now we're going to talk about what is this problem of sin. Where does sin come from? What is sin? How does sin appear? You know how sin comes to be about, I'll tell you. How these things happen, or like overstepping a certain line that you shouldn't be stepping over. So after we repented and came to Christ, people, I'll say this, stop living, and now they have a life of paranoia. Life of Christian paranoia. Not to sin, not to look at this, not to encounter this, not to hear a swear word, blah, 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 Lord have mercy. So I don't walk around people who smoke, so I smell like smoke, and we have this paranoia. We stop living. Don't go here, don't go there, don't go over here because you'll get sick. We've been there, we've gotten sick, and Christianity turns into this horrible sect that locks up into herself, and the sect has, all they have to do is not to sin, and brothers come out and preach. Today is the week of sanctification. So, did you get sanctified? Today, we're fasting for 3 days. We are going through sanctification process before the communion. What? Good. Daily life turns into a work of not sinning till the end of your life. The spirit of this age is making sure that till the end of your life you didn't do anything for Christ, but everything you would do for yourself by trying to live holy. But no one can live holy. If you were born from above yesterday or 20 years ago, you're on the same level. Isn't that a problem? And all the ostriches said, that's it, we got it. See, I'm not an ostrich. Pay attention because you can totally miss it. Pay attention to how you listen. When people do not sin, look, at this. Usually this is how most of us live. I'm not talking about everyone. I'm talking about people that are in a process. They're growing. Maybe they don't know who they are in Christ just yet. And of course, there are people that are mature and understand these things. I'm sure that the Lord raises up people that figured out this problem of sanctification and sin, but there are those, the churches, denominations, majority of them, is so dull in their vision that they don't see this. So they destroy people around them, stone everyone, just like that woman that was caught in sin. Remember when she was brought to Jesus and he said, what? Who is without sin? First, everyone needs to stone. Everyone that casts people out or shuns people out or persecutes. That's it. They all are under the same umbrella. Everyone is the same thing. Just because someone was cut and someone wasn't, it doesn't mean anything. You know, I like to say the truth. So here is our daily life. When people don't sin, a certain amount of time they feel good. You feel like a hero.
Or today you don't feel like a hero. Yesterday you had a bad day.
Don't even remember. Don't even talk to me about yesterday night.
Look. They feel like they're heroes.
But right away that falls apart as soon as they start sinning. The whole process starts over. Are you with me?
Ты не грешишь.
You don't sin.
Ответь мне, брат, сколько ты не грешил недель тебе?
Answer me, brother. How long have you not been sinning? One week, 2 weeks? You feel like a hero. You have not been sinning, right?
Okay. А когда вляпаешься?
But when you get into a problem, you feel bad.
А почему? Да, сигнализация работает. Я знаю.
I know the alarm is going off.
Я понимаю.
I understand.
Все, не говори эту тему.
Don't say this message. Don't say it, because they'll understand it. They'll become happy. So look.
Когда они еще отвечают на короткий промежуток, ты герой.
Но как feel like a hero when you don't sin.
Знаете, песочный замок рушится,
but then when our sandcastles fall apart, as soon as you sin and you feel
кошмар, раздавлен.
Horrible.
Ты знаешь, что этого не должно
быть?
Это твоя совесть работает внутри тебя, которая говорит, ты проиграл. Да кто из нас вообще, когда ты когда выиграл, ты когда вылез из утробы мамы, сказал, агу, ты уже проигравший.
When you came out of your mother's womb and just said first word, you already were
ты уже полностью, ты проиграл, мама проиграла, папа проиграл.
Your mom lost, your father lost, everyone lost before Adam. You know, I mean, everyone after Adam.
Куда-то идем.
We're heading somewhere.
Look, видите, одно дело с кафедры говорит,
one thing
дьявол проиграл,
from the podium
Иисус победил,
say,
это одно.
The devil lost, Jesus won.
А ты объясни
thing.
Людям, что это
explain
значит.
To people, what is this in
как
their
с этим
life?
Работать у меня? Это у тебя
work with it in their life. It's with you, Jesus is victorious. With me, I'm still working this out.
Смотри.
Look.
Это заколдованный, проклятый круг.
It's like an enchanted, cursed
cycle.
Those of you that say it's not true, continue playing this game and pretend like it's not there. This is an enchanted circle where the spirit of this age wants everyone to be in it and live that way, when everyone is concentrated on their personal victories and sinlessness. When everyone is concentrated, everyone, just about everyone in this building is concentrated upon their personal sinlessness. Isn't it true, huh? I hit bullseye. When there's a lot of amens, I think you miss it. When it's really quiet, I think that's it. I hit bullseye. Someone's sitting right now and says, oh, so I don't watch pornography. Oh, don't smoke or go here or do this. Casino and whatnot. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Кто-то мимо ликеро-водочного не может проехать, у него просто вся его притяжение туда работает.
Past the liquor store. The car drives there itself.
Знаете, вот это вся наша жизнь,
you know, this is our whole life. Everyone have their own thing.
Кто-то из вас сломал компьютера, расстреливал их, а не компьютеры.
Some of you broke computers, you shut at the computer screen, but that's not where the problem is at.
Ну так вот, бахнет, честно все.
That's it, I'm speaking the truth.
Надя. Сколько мы рвали с вами всего, сколько
всмывали
унитазы, сколько
топили,
сколько
кричали,
рвали волосы.
Screamed and yelled, ripped our hair out. And that's only because the spirit of the sage made sure
у тебя навсегда была работа.
That forever you'd have work
никогда
to
не
do.
Переживал
that you're always been busy, so you never worry about anybody else, because now you have to deal with yourself.
Как же я это могу там вот помочь кому-то?
How? Can I help someone over there? Look at me, Lord have mercy.
Знаете, дух этого мира леет
and the spirit of this age is right there in our soul, in our soul, feelings and emotions, yes, it says, yes, you are so unworthy, you're so horrible. You cannot go and pray for people. Just now, you are in the wrong place.
Во-первых, очень важно определить, что значит грех.
First of all, it's quite important to figure out what is sin.
Вся наша проблема начинается с того, что
no, our whole problems start
в основном никто не дал определение греха, честно, определение греха.
Not anyone. Just, we don't have an explanation of what is really sin. There's a lot of opinions, but today we will go into an original what is sin. We've talked about it before, that it's just a mistake and things like that. We're not talking about that. Right now, we're going to look into what are these words.
Покопаемся... от чего это берется.
And we'll figure out where all of this comes from.
Самое главное, очень важно знать, что есть грех, что Бог называет грехом, что Бог, не люди называют грехом. Вы знаете, то, что Бог называет грехом, это абсолютно не то, что ты называешь грехом. И то, что твой сосед называет грехом, это вообще...
Your neighbor calls a sin is a completely different thing.
Что церковь сейчас грехом назвала,
what church called a sin could, you know, could not even be sin. We don't understand what is a mistake against God. You know, I'm sure that if Adam didn't hide up in the bushes, but would come and say, Daddy, I'm sorry, I made a mistake.
Ситуация была другая.
The situation would
вместо
have been completely
того, он
different.
Вышел еще с таким гордым сердцем и говорит, это вообще
but
не я,
what did
а
he do? He came out, he said, that's, it wasn't even me, it was her.
Вот друг человеку ты создал его.
That friend that you've created for a man,
это
a woman,
она.
She did it.
Но она тоже не лыком шита.
And she
она
did
такая,
exactly the same thing. She's like, what?
Это соседка пришла.
That was a neighbor that came.
Змея зовут.
Her neighbor's name is
Stink.
She's the one that said everything.
Вот, в общем, вот так мы и идем.
And this is how we
смотри.
Look.
Итак, в русском языке слово грех
in Russian language, the word sin is
соответствовало понятию ошибка.
An understanding.
Okay?
And it means like a mistake. That's Russian
understanding. Понятие греха Greek, словом означающим промах, погрешность или провинность.
Mistake.
Иудеи словом хет. Это значит непреднамеренный
Jewish
грех
people,
или промах. Okay? В светском обществе,
something
что
they
называют
did they didn't
светское общество нерелигиозные
like
люди, определенные люди,
people,
которые не знают Бога, что они означают грехом? Сознание, светское сознание, находящееся в среде с преобладающим христианством, под грехом часто понимает нарушение явно выраженных, например, в заповедях, воли Бога, за что Бог гневается и наказывает. И
идем самое
настоящее, то есть я прочитал, что это? На иврите
грех
звучит как «авер», что в буквальном переводе означает «переход за грань дозволенного». Вот
он.
Слышите меня, да? Грех
or going further than what was allowed.
Грех — это вот он, в оригинале, вот все пропустить, вот он.
This is what it means.
Авера — это переход за грань дозволенного. Итак, грех — это нарушение или неисполнение заповедей. Так? Все, вот оно.
So sin is
мы доберемся сейчас до некоторых вещей, самое главное — заложить правильный фундамент. Проведем маленький эксперимент.
Let's do this experiment. I'll say this.
Давайте я проведу свой маленький эксперимент сейчас.
Right now.
И чтобы проверить, есть ли в вас
to
just желание
if you have
okay?
desires in you, for instance.
Я сейчас скажу, ну, например
for
вот
instance,
так, например,
for
да?
instance, let's do this.
Я скажу, не смотрите на эту бутылку.
I'll say, do not look at this bottle.
Не смотрите на бутылку.
Don't look at it.
Только сейчас ты немножко забудешь о бутылке, как только я это скажу, не смотрите
you
на бутылку.
You forget about the bottle, but as soon as I'll say, don't look at the bottle.
Okay. Ты не смотришь на бутылку.
You're not looking at the bottle, right?
Я практически гарантию даю, у кого есть
I
глаза на бутылку глянули,
you,
и вы очень смотрели,
you are
на что ты имеешь
bottle and looking at it. What do you mean?
Я только что доказал
just
вам,
now,
что человеческая личность не может следовать
humanity,
закону.
Humans, they cannot follow laws.
Не может.
They can't.
Только что.
Just now.
Что угодно, дорогие мои,
whatever it is, beloved,
вот это похоть.
This
кто-то
is desire.
В тебе только что сработала
right now,
похоть. Ты не можешь не смотреть.
What works inside of you is desire of the flesh.
Ты не можешь не смотреть.
You cannot not look.
Ты только что.
Just now.
Смотри,
look.
Я сейчас.
Right
представь.
Now, imagine.
Я Бог, например.
I am God. For
ну, там
instance,
уже давно сказали, что
they've said that over there, but
Бог
I'm not God.
Look,
God is in heaven. I'm His son.
Например, я Бог, да?
For instance,
и
as an example,
вот только
I'm God,
что я сделал закон. Я только что поставил грань.
Right
я сказал, не смотрите.
And I said, do not look.
Все посмотрели.
Everyone.
Все только что
everyone
нарушили
just
закон. Все.
Went against the law and they sinned.
Я хочу сейчас, чтобы это в тебя впиталось, потому
right
что
now,
я тебе скажу, это именно тест.
This
на
is a test
мы все ходим.
Regarding desires and fleshly desires, things like that. We're all dealing with it. I'm going to explain it to you. I want you to understand this. And I want you to understand your nature. Right now, I need your attention because it's not going to be over with this experiment. We're going to have masses of experiments. So,
the law was able
to multiply desires, fleshly desires, and sin.
Если ты ребенок, для тебя это будет очень тяжелый момент. Я специально это сделал эксперимент, чтобы показать тебе, что только... Скажите мне, до установления закона, до установления закона, вы грешили? Нет, не грешили.
No, you didn't.
Не надо сейчас входить в теологическое. Я туда
пойду. Do not go into theological, you know...
Вы не грешили. Вы даже не знали, что грех. Вы даже не знали, что смотрите на эту бутылку.
You've never seen this bottle in your eyes.
Понятно? Теологам.
In your
life. Итак, я хочу тебе объяснить, что есть грех.
I want to explain to you what is sin.
Грех.
Sin.
Способствует и размножается установлением закона.
And multiply.
Кто установил закон?
And progress by law. Who put these
вот
laws
это будет
there?
Кувырашечки сегодня. Сегодня я вам, родные мои, всем этим субботникам, всем
today,
этим вот бородам,
beloved,
to дорогие,
all the Sabbath Day Adventists, all the people that grow their beards out,
мне
whatever.
Вас настолько жаль,
I'm
потому что ваша голова уже даже не дойдет
head,
до того, чего я говорю.
Not even comprehend the things that I will say. All your life you'll just be smacking your head against the wall.
И не поймете самой простой вещи. В Боге нет греха.
There's no sin in God. There's no sin in God.
Свят.
The law is holy. Holy. Bible says the law is holy.
А почему?
Why?
Я не свят.
I'm not holy.
Я это из Библии почитаю. Я все прочитаю.
I will read it all to you through the scripture. You'll see it.
Кто-то получает что-то, что он раньше не
получает. Someone receiving something that they have not received before.
Хорошо.
Okay, good.
Впитали, да? Все нормально? Съели?
You're good?
Идем
good.
Дальше. Хорошо. Итак, закон... способствовал размножению похоти и греха. Сам закон хорош. Я хочу подвести черту, чтобы никто не думал подумать, что Бог плохой, закон плохой.
I want to make sure that you know that God is good and the law is good.
Закон его свят.
The law is holy and God is holy.
Но в нас живет что-то,
rules are holy, but something
что нужно было нам
us,
увидеть.
That we needed to see.
Если кто-то думает, что закон был создан Богом, чтобы его исполнить, вы сошли с ума.
You're crazy if you think that.
Закон был установлен Богом, чтобы показать тебе, что ты его исполнить не сможешь. Хорошо.
Okay, good, 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 good. Let's move on.
Ты здесь?
Are you with me? It's all good? Okay, good.
Я хочу раз и навсегда разобраться
once
с этой темой.
Once and for all, I want to deal with this
я
message.
Те, кто не понимают,
those of you that don't understand,
потому,
put this aside, because
it
can really mess with your head. Especially religious heads. Especially the babies. I will feel sorry for you if you not put it aside and say, it's not food for me just yet. A child cannot eat everything. Okay?
Да, потому что можешь проглотить, да, и потом будет...
Because you can swallow it, and then you'll have a serious problem.
Операция будет. Смотри.
Look.
По вырезанию некоторых истин. Заворота кишок получился у мальчика.
Then you might need a surgery.
Итак, закон, слушайте внимательно, способствовал размножению похоти и греха. Сам закон хорош, но наше естество противится этому. Все наше естество ненавидит Бога. Вот доказательство вам. Я Бог, вот закон.
Here I am God, and here is the law. And this is just silly stuff.
Это просто прообраз того, чтобы тебе дать понять, твоя натура
жаждет
нарушить закон.
Desires to go against the law.
Твоя натура хочет нарушить
закон.
Она реально, только ты, что бы ты ни сказал, сделай, ты сделал.
Not to do, you'll do it.
Грех.
Sin.
Я провел черту.
I drew a line.
Нет черты.
And I said sin. There is no line, there is no sin.
Okay?
We'll get to it.
Итак.
So.
Так вот, грех базируется на заповеди или законе.
Laws or
на чем базируется грех?
What is sin based upon?
На законе.
Upon laws.
Грех базируется не смотри.
Is based like this. Do not look. Do not look where?
Okay.
Okay.
Грех базируется на заповеди и законе. То есть
Если нет закона, нет и нарушения закона. Закон был дан Богом, чтобы указать на падшую природу и на того человека и того, что без вмешательства Бога мы все обречены на смерть. Мне жаль вас, пытающиеся исполнить закон, вы все в серьезной проблеме. В серьезной проблеме. Вот почему Иисус пришел, Он говорил фарисеям, вот правила. И вы настолько все изгадили. Настолько все изуродовали, настолько наставили всего. Все согрешают. Смотри. Римлянам 7:6. Римлянам 7:6. Сейчас же.
But now, listen. This is Paul writing. But now we are discharged from the law and have terminated all intercourse with it, having died to what once restrained and held us captive. This is for the grown-ups. So now we are no longer under the law. Jesus did not set you free from sin. He conquered sin and destroyed the law. Let it work in you.
Let it work. Let it work. I'll just look at you.
I'll just look at you.
Я серьезно говорю, младенцы, выключите сейчас, потому что именно после этого момента
turn it off right now, because right after this moment you'll feel real bad, because you'll say,
that's it. Нет.
There's no
если ты это сказал, ты должен доказать, что в тебе
проявлен закон. Inside your members there's law that lives still alive. You have the desire to sin.
Пусть пропитается, потому что меня заняло это время, чтобы.
Seriously, it took me some time to figure this out when the Holy Spirit was explaining this to me.
Мне заняло это время, мне это проглотить стоило сил.
It took me some time to understand this.
Окей, еще раз говорю.
Again, I'll tell you this.
Прочитаю, если вы думаете, что это я придумал.
If you think that I made this up.
Сейчас же, когда мы умерли,
when we have died.
Ты знаешь, когда тебя в воду окунают, поднимают? Это символ не того.
This is not a symbol of.
Ты знаешь, что нет закона, ты умер для греха.
You know, there is no law. You just die to sin.
Окей, окей, хорошо. Доберемся туда.
We'll get to the.
Мы сейчас, наверное, самую святую корову убьем.
We're probably killing the sacred cow, the most sacred holy cow, the most Chinese golden calf ever.
Церковного.
The church's cow.
В то время, когда церковь ставит больше
и больше church places more and more rules and regulation, God came and just moved them all aside.
Бог прости.
God, forgive me. For what?
Я вчера посмотрел туда.
Yesterday I looked the wrong way.
Что ты этим хочешь сказать?
What do you want to say?
Ну иди.
So go and no longer do that.
Все?
Don't sin. That's it.
Да, все, все.
That's it.
Хорошо, я пошел.
Okay, good. I'm going.
Вы что-то для себя берете?
Are you receiving something for yourself?
Это намного глубже идет,
чем я сейчас говорю. This is so much deeper than what I'm just saying.
Поверхностно младенцы услышат одну тему.
The babies of Christ will hear one message. The spiritual people will hear a completely different message.
Сейчас же,
right now,
когда мы умерли,
when we have died to what once restrained and held us captive, what was holding us captive? The law. Don't eat, don't touch, don't go here, wash your hands, do this.
Почему Бог сдал миллиард законов?
Why did God give so many laws? Then you make all these mistakes?
Опа. Опа, опа, опа. Плохо? Идет? Идет?
How are you feeling?
Почему он это сделал?
Why did he do
it? Not
that he hates you, because he loves you. Because he wants to tell you, son, you need me, daughter, you need me.
Какой бы закон, что бы я тебе не сказал, сейчас
сделаешь хорошее, ты сделаешь плохое, ты сделаешь хорошее. I'll tell you, do good thing, you'll do bad thing. I've proven it to you.
Хорошо.
Okay, let's move on.
Мы умерли для того, что связывало нас, и мы были освобождены.
We have died to what once restrained and held us captive, so now we are no longer under the code of written regulations or law, completely free.
Чтобы служить Богу.
But to serve God, you don't have to repeat, but just listen. I know you're repeating everything I'm saying right now. Stop, stop.
Okay. Хорошо, хорошо, хорошо. Okay. Ты со мной?
You with me? Okay, good. But under obedience to be to the promptings of the Spirit of life. You know why you have the Holy Spirit inside of you? The Bible says, I will place my laws into their hearts.
Let it sink.
Let it sink in.
Все, что ты делаешь,
everything that you're doing,
если является оскорблением Святого Духа,
if
вот это нарушает вот, вот это
goes against the Holy Spirit, then you've broken the law.
Закона нет?
There's no law?
Говорю для мудрых людей.
I'm speaking to the wise
Греха
here.
Вот там нет.
Then there's no sin over there.
Ты говоришь, я делаю, ты не
You'll
понял.
Say, I do things
нет
this
закона,
wrong.
Который
no.
говорит, не смотри.
It says there's no law that says do not look.
Нет, он есть у тех, которые
yeah,
хотят, они
it's
говорят,
there
а,
that
вот,
wants
а,
it.
Не смотри.
And they said, we said not to look. Jesus said, forget it. It's no longer there. No, Jesus, we will serve you by rules and regulations with our clean hearts. I will not look. Just take it away and look. No, I will not look. You with me? You didn't lose me? Your brain is still in your head? Good. To serve God, in newness, with the help of the Holy Spirit, and not like before.
Закон?
Law?
Это Дух Святой вне тебя.
Is the Holy Spirit outside of you? Holy Spirit has to live inside of you. That is the law that has been written by God upon your heart.
Когда ты ходишь в мире, ты ходишь в субботе Бога, и Дух Святой это его закон в сердце твоем. Это единственное, что ты не имеешь права нарушать и оскорблять.
Inside of you, this is the only thing that you cannot speak against or do anything against. And tell me now,
как легко
how easy
жить свято?
It is to live holy.
Вы здесь?
Are you with me?
Предупредил для взрослых.
I gave you a warning that this is for the grown-ups. Well, babies, turn off the TV. Don't even watch because your human nature is gonna go insane right now. Those that need to turn it off, they will not turn it off. They will continue watching it, getting some sort of sick pleasure out of it. They will not hear me with their spirit. They will hear me with their brain, with their doctrines from some sort of pastor, and it's just gonna be a serious problem and chaos.
С помощью Святого Духа они как
работают.
Что же это значит?
What does it mean now? Paul says.
Кстати, римляне, это
when do we conclude?
Знаете,
Romans, it was a very powerful church.
Господи, спасибо за римлян.
Lord, thank you for the Romans. If it wasn't Romans,
только читали, что Коринфянам.
We'd only read what was written to the Corinthians.
Или Галатам.
Or to the Galatians. Oh, you silly Galatians, Paul writes.
Спасибо, Римляне,
thank you, Lord, to the Romans.
For the Romans,
at least someone who was grown enough so that apostles would write these truths. Look, may the Lord bless the Romans. At the moment, it's Italian. Okay, let's move on.
По букве, что же это значит?
What does it mean?
Что закон?
Is the law identical with sin? Certainly not, Paul answers. Nevertheless, if it had not been for the law, I should have not recognized sin or have not known its meaning. Again, there's another proof. The law has been placed by God not to be fulfilled, but to show you how rotten you are. Look. For instance, I would not have known about covetousness have the law said not to desire. Look. You shall not covet and have an evil desire, but sin, finding opportunity in the commandment, got a hold on me and aroused and stimulated all kinds of forbidden desires.
Versus
there's a man that lives. Sin could live inside of you and not manifest, but as soon as some sort of law that, or some sort of rule or regulation that is out there, the sin wakes up and tries to overstep the boundaries. For without the law, sin is dead. Dead. Let's move on. Once I was alive, he says. But quite apart from the unconscious and unconscious of the law, but when the commandments came, sin lived again. Oh, Lord. I kind of lived okay without it.
Чтобы тебя спасти.
To save you.
Потому что если бы он не дал закон,
if he didn't give the law, you would have never overstepped these boundaries, and you in your perverted condition, you just go to hell.
Он дал тебе понять,
he
что в тебе что-то
allowed you
есть,
to understand that you have something inside that needs
и что
him and him only,
сделаешь.
And that you
закон,
will not...
Еще раз повторяю,
again,
не создан Богом,
the law is not
исполнить.
Created by God to be fulfilled.
Закон поставлен the law Богом, чтобы is placed by God тебе to нарушение.
Show that you have mistakes, that you have wrong
тебе.
Desires
и
inside
я,
of you.
And some people
say, don't do it. You'll do it.
Сделай.
You will.
Своими руками изуродуешь всю
with your own hands, you will destroy your whole family.
Всю свою работу, все свои
your
финансы,
work,
все,
all your
все.
Finances, everything.
Смотри.
Look.
Мы пойдем дальше потом.
We'll move on later on in the Romans.
Это примерно работает вот так.
This is kind of
как во время поста.
Just in the time of fasting. Those of you that like to fast,
знаете,
fast before, you know how it works?
Объясняю.
I'm explaining this.
Только как только тебе сказали, что есть нельзя три дня, то ты бедный не можешь протянуть до
12.
Улыбайся, мы все одинаковые. А вчера
yesterday,
до 7 не ел и не помню.
You didn't eat till 7 p.m. and you didn't remember that you didn't even eat.
Воздайте славу Богу.
Give God glory.
Лучше бы не говорили, я и так пощу каждый день до 8.
They should have just told me not, that no one should have just they should have just ate quiet. You know what?
Не прикидывайся.
Honestly, that's why I fast every day till 7. I don't eat.
Итак, в Ветхом Завете
so
Богом была установлена грань, закон, чтобы дать человеку понять, насколько он далек от него, насколько человек падший существо. И он не просто переходит за грань, дозволенного Богом. Он рождается за гранью и живет за гранью.
People.
Мы все за гранью живем, но чтобы показать, нам, где мы за гранью живем, не смотри на бутылку. Не смотрите
don't
на
look бутылку. At the bottle. Don't look at the bottle.
Не смотри,
don't look at it, I said it.
Okay. Установлена грань, чтобы человеку дать понять, насколько он далек от него, насколько человек
падший
существо, и он не просто приходит, он живет за гранью, он рождается за гранью, он все, вся его жизнь за гранью. Он вне Бога. Это то, примерно, о чем говорил Павел, что именно закон производит желание нарушить его. Но когда нет закона, тогда нет нарушения. Это не говорит о том, что можно теперь грешить. Нет, наоборот. Это уничтожает даже желание. Желание. Еще раз говорю.
Again.
Твой закон,
your law,
как говорит пророк.
Like
и заключу с ними иной завет.
Make
и вложу законы мои в сердца их. И они будут моим народом, а я буду их Богом. Можешь забыть обо всем о том.
You can forget about all that other
stuff.
When you're born from above,
все небо,
the whole of heaven comes inside of you. With all of God's laws.
И вы знаете,
and you know what? When the Holy
ушел,
Spirit entered me many, many years ago,
я понял,
I understood
что я не
that
хочу ничего нарушить.
I don't want to go against anything.
Я хочу ему
I want to
я
be
ошибаю,
good. I make mistakes.
Ошибаю.
Of course I make mistakes. But the most important thing is here to come back and say, Holy Spirit, you know, like David said, do not take your spirit away from me. Do not take that away what's inside of me, because once you take this out, I have to live according to the law. If there is no law, that's it, I'm dead. The law was there. It was just to bring people to Christ. That Christ places a live law inside of us through the Holy Spirit. The law does not depart. The law has been placed in the book, in the flesh, to flip out the flesh. But when the Spirit is reborn, the Spirit wants God.
It wants и даже когда плоть где-то что-то сделает не то и оскорбит его. Вы знаете, что самое большое оскорбление Духу Святому мы наносим не тогда, когда мы с каким-то человеком поговорим. Или кому-то там скажут что-то не то.
Мы тоже не реагируем.
Опа, а вот это уже
глубина.
Он тебе просто сказал, сыночек, пойди, простой тест. Пойди, возьми, пособирай вот эти бумажки вот там, да, и брось в урну. Если Дух Святой с тобой это когда-то проводил, то ты сядешь в машину и едешь за этот мир, и Дух Святой будет внутри тебя говорить, сын, почему ты не послушал? Ты вчера намного хуже совершил по закону плоти, и Дух Святой даже не дернулся внутри тебя. Но теперь, когда он тебе сказал, подними бумажки, это нарушение, это непослушание. Вот это оно. И знаешь, что больше всего происходит? Достает так, что разворачиваешься, идешь, подбираешь бумажки.
It gets you to such extent that you turn your car around and you go pick up, for instance, all the papers off the ground. It's an example.
Окей, хорошо. Вот почему. Кто-то
понимает, почему? This is why. You understand why being born from above is so necessary. It's necessary. Because if you're not born from above,
I'm coming from a different side about it.
This is one of the sides of being born from above. You cannot not born from above and get to heaven. It's not possible. Look.
А глупые, которые говорят, о, теперь можно грешить,
and the silly ones are saying, we can sin now, proved by their desires to sin, that the law is fully active in them.
They say, oh, what?
Now means I can drink, I can
hang out and do this and that.
You've just proven that law is more alive in you.
Потому что теперь ты хочешь
because
нарушить
все слова.
Само нарушение закона, желание нарушения закона говорит о том, что ты под законом.
Law,
само желание нарушения закона еще раз подтверждает, что внутри тебя нет. Вот это говорит о том, что ты не рожден свыше. Потому что когда ты рожден свыше, внутри тебя Дух Святой.
When you're born from above, you have the Holy Spirit. He will weep when you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. You know what I care about? I don't care about that stuff. I care about what's inside of me. I care about that comfort. He says, this, I give you my peace. This is why I have to live in the Sabbath every day. It's peace and comfort. I will not allow anyone to break that. And as soon as I do something wrong, we need that law. It's God's law. It's inside. The Holy Spirit says, Sonny, go back. Where you fell from. You remember that revelation? Come back to me. Come back.
Look.
Бог уничтожил закон, тем
and
самым уничтожил грех.
Law, and by that destroying the sin.
Некоторые люди говорят, Бог должен прийти и придушить каждый грех.
God has to come and just
придушил.
Kill every sin.
А Бог приходит
but
и убирает
God comes and takes away all the laws.
А грех распоясался.
Oh, sin is everywhere.
А его уже не грех зовут.
It's no longer called sin.
Потому что нет черты, нет нарушения. Представь,
because if there is no line to cross, then there's nothing to cross. So if you drive 65, it says 65 in the freeway.
Границу Монтаны.
You go into Montana.
Have a nice day.
It says have a nice day.
Лимита нет.
There's no limit.
Ты понимаешь?
You understand?
Что ты нарушил?
What
ты
did
только
you break?
Что выехал
just
из закона.
Now, you came out of the law.
Нарушать нечего.
There's nothing to break.
И знаете, что больше всего я заметил?
You know what I've noticed the most?
В Монтане никто по 200 миль в час не ездит.
No one drives 200 miles an hour in Montana.
Они продолжают ехать.
They continue driving at a decent speed.
С нормальной скоростью.
Well, normal speed.
Ну да, пару идиотов сорвали.
Yeah, there are a couple of idiots, of course, as soon as they drive out of Washington.
Там поубивались, я знаю.
They've killed themselves, I know a couple.
Вы тут?
You with me?
Нет закона.
There's no law.
Там даже полицейского бояться не надо.
You don't need to fear the policeman over
there. Ты зашируешь ровно.
You just go straight.
Спокойно.
It's all good.
Потом ты начинаешь
прибавлять. And then you start
знаете, тебе,
slowing down.
Тебе нужно время,
you
чтобы
know, you need time
отойти от закона.
To come out or kind
of
out of the law. You say, Lord,
and then, а чё я несу?
And then you're thinking, why the heck am I speeding?
Я куда-то спешу.
Am I in a hurry?
Нет.
No.
Это дурь просто.
This is just stupid. Stupid things that are active.
Проехался раз.
You went once.
Два,
twice.
Думаешь,
and then you're thinking,
это...
who cares?
Буду ездить нормально.
I'll just drive at normal speed.
Слушать музыку.
Listen to music.
Ехать, смотреть.
Just enjoy
а там,
the drive.
Чтобы не убиться постоянно над мыслью такая.
But before you had to make sure you don't kill yourself at the speed you were driving.
300 км/ч по 350.
200 miles.
Слава Богу, что у тебя машина не позволяет.
Praise the Lord that your car will not go faster.
Ага. Берешь где-то десять.
Are you receiving something for yourself?
Хорошо.
Good.
Мы расшатаем, мы принесем в жертву эту корову.
We will sacrifice
Итак, Бог уничтожил
sacred
закон, тем самым уничтожил
so
грех.
The Lord destroyed law.
У нас есть два выбора, слушайте внимательно. Жить вне закона по благодати, тем самым жить в чистоте Христа. Или по закону, который всегда активизирует нарушение,
or according to the law that always activates sin
всегда жить покаянием, всегда жить кошмаре, игнорировать Святую Духу, который внутри тебя живет. И вот попадает христианин в дилемму. Внутри его живет закон, и снаружи живет закон.
Где ты живешь? That's what you are doing. Do you know that law will conflict with the one that's inside of you?
А вот это уже совсем для взрослых.
Ага, this is for the grown-ups.
Не можешь жить по двум законам.
You cannot live according to two laws. This is Paul says.
Вы, пытающиеся исполнить
you
что?
Try to fulfill what?
Остались вне.
The law are where outside of
мы туда дойдем,
grace.
We'll get to it.
Итак, Галатам 5. Вот
so,
они,
Galatians, this is silly Galatians.
In the original,
it says, oh, you silly Galatians.
Галатам 5 глава, Galatians 4 стиха.
5:4.
Если вы,
if you seek, he's writing,
to individuals
that are not that smart, and so he's writing to them so they would understand. Kind of like us. If you seek to be justified and declared righteous and to be given a right standing with God through the law,
listen, if you're trying not to sin, that means you live according to the law that someone said, not to sin, don't do this, don't look at that, don't do this.
It says that you are searching for justification from your own deeds.
You know when you receive happiness when you've justified yourself with your own works? You said, wow, I didn't even swear at my husband today. He came, he was wearing his shoes in the house, and I didn't say a single thing. And I'm sitting there.
Дай, Господи, мир,
I said, Lord, give me peace so I don't smack him. And you're like, inside everything is boiling, but you're so composed from the outside. Come in, husband. And you're laying there on the bed and thinking, I'm so awesome. Look at what I did today. I didn't even send him anywhere with my words. Who needs that?
Ты оправдался перед кем? Перед Богом?
You justified before who? Before God? You're a joke.
Итак,
again. If you seek to just to be justified and declared righteous and right standing with God through the law, then you are no longer with Christ. You are separated from Christ.
You know, every time when you try to justify stuff, you are outside of Christ. You say, Christ, I will deal with this myself. And Christ says, Sonny, you didn't deal with it yesterday that well. I guarantee it's not going to work that well for you today. Are you with me?
Listen.
Because
sometimes you're falling in the body, in the flesh, creates such meekness in the spirit that Holy Spirit sometimes says, you know what, Sonny?
Fall for about another year and a half. You're so good.
This is for the grown-ups, by the way. Just do this for like 2 years, because every time you do these things, you're so meek and you search for me. Look at you crying out, Daddy, beloved Father. Sonny, I will not give you the grace for deliverance. I like you this way more.
Кстати, я вам только что рассказал историю самого того, кто писал это.
By the way, right now I just shared with you the story of the one who wrote it. Paul. He says, God, take this thorn out of my flesh. And God said, uh-uh. I won't. God says, no.
You will serve me this way.
Because if I will take that out, you'll become so high and mighty, like the superstar. Otherwise, that thorn always reminds you that you need me. The things that you consider mistakes or sin or whatever, with God, it's
a
certain thorn in your flesh to hold your heart in the right condition. You understand? This is for the grown-ups again. The babies, don't listen to this message. It's not for you.
Because
right now, with your laws inside of you, you're not born from above. You can do so many different things wrong. The cops will catch you.
Okay? По их закону.
According to their laws.
Мы сейчас не говорим. Это к детям так. Если вы ничего не поняли, то это было помнито. Okay?
If your baby did not understand this, then good.
Но мы...
But we, he continues writing, for we not relying on the law, but through the Holy Spirit's help, by faith anticipate and wait for the blessings and good for which are righteousness and right standing with God.
You can do nothing all week and you can be righteous or
you can fall. That's it, it doesn't matter. You have been made righteous, you have been justified. Forgive. For what? You know for what? I don't. Lord, I went against these rules. God says, I've killed the law. I felt bad, but then that's your problem. Look.
Да, я понимаю, сейчас
This could be an issue for our brain. We'll have a conflict with the spirit
because all your life someone will tell you, you need to be sanctified, you need to be made holy, repent, repent, do this, do that, because a brother is standing there and you need to wear a long skirt because there's a brother over there and he's all sweating now below his belt. This is for Brother Stefan.
Чтобы не плохело.
So he doesn't feel bad looking at girls.
Да улыбайся. Это проблема не юбки и красивые ноги.
Oh, smiling. Keep smiling. It's not a problem with pretty legs or a skirt. You know, it's a problem with an individual that has these thoughts.
Вот эта церковь на два часа и...
What is this church that's about 2 hours got to do with you, you know, making yourself holy? I look at sisters. All the sisters look horrible in these religious
churches. The brothers have finally achieved a purpose.
Their even wives no longer even make them happy. But believe me, they look the other way. I know all these men. If there's nothing to look at here, we look this way.
А это пусть святым будет.
And let this be holy.
Болезнь мозга. Смотрите.
This is disease in the mind.
Объясняет, только попросил.
And daddy explains this all. You just have to ask him. You're just lying yourself. You're lying. Just bound everything, but you still have the desires of the flesh inside. It's like a desire on the level of a horse. It's this drive.
Это не для вас.
It's not for you. It's not for you all. You're all good.
Вот вырежи это, вот и смотри.
Cut that particular phrase out and watch it.
Воздай слава Богу, с папой классно.
Give God glory, he's good.
Идем дальше.
Let's move on.
Есть куда идти.
We have somewhere to go.
Хотя ты уже свободу получаешь, я уже вижу.
Because you're already receiving freedom, I know.
Смотри. Итак, но мы с надеждой от Духа ожидаем оправдания.
For we... Not relying on the law, but through the Holy Spirit, wait in anticipation for the blessing. And we hope
the Spirit inside of us testifies that we are children. You hear what I'm saying? Forget about everything else around you. Forget it. When you love God and the ones that are around you, you will not go against a single law. Because all the laws and the prophets are in that. Listen. But we hope and rely through the Holy Spirit, through faith in Christ Jesus. It doesn't matter if circumcised or not circumcised, it counts for nothing, but only faith activated and energized and expressed and working through love. Faith through love. That's it. I believe
that inside of me,
God has placed the Holy Spirit, the Lord said through the prophets hundreds of years before, I will place my laws inside of you into your heart. And you will be my people, because you always feel connection with me, and you feel when it's broken as well. This is all that you need. You don't need anything else.
Иди делай, что хочешь.
Go do whatever you want.
До тех пор, пока
until
вот здесь
right here,
как только связь
you have this connection. As soon as you lose that connection, then whatever it is you want to do, you can no longer do that. You don't get it. Because not that testifies by law, but this inside, the spiritual law inside of you testifies. It's connected to the Father through the Holy Spirit. This testifies what I can and what cannot do. Where I can grieve the Holy Spirit or where he still corrects me in certain areas. God cannot take everything out of you right away. You'll become worse than Lucifer.
Твое сердце не выдержит моментальной
святости.
Не
выдержит.
Твое сердце не способно выдержать мгновенного освящения, очищения и полной святости. Вот почему это длиной в жизни. Чтобы тебя же сохранить.
This is why it's a process as long as life, just to preserve you for him.
Вот почему Иисус Навин пришел.
This is why Joshua
говорит, я не дам вам захватить.
God tells him, I will not allow you to take over the whole land. You'll take as much as you need.
А все остальное вас
everything
не волнует,
else,
так как же
таковывается,
не твое дело. Как только разрослись, вот там пошли и
заняли. Overgrown that land, you'll go and capture more, because that's the principle of the Spirit Church. It's for the grown-ups, let's think.
Идем.
Let's move.
For Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision counts for anything, but only faith activated and energized and expressed through love.
We have to understand that in the Heavenly Father, a relationship
was number one. Relationship.
He doesn't care about your fulfillment of some sort of law.
Он хочет быть с тобой. И вот это дерьмо внутри, оно не дает. И он пришел, чтобы тебе показать его, освободить от него и быть с тобой. Да воздай ему славу, он
достоин.
Он такой мудрый, что мы даже туда еще не
заезжаем.
Не смотри на бутылку.
Don't look at that.
Смотри.
Look.
Было бы что-то другое поставить, что-то другое, бутылка была.
If there was something else, I'd play something else. All I had is a bottle.
Хорошо пахнет. Смотри.
It smells good. Look.
Мы должны понять, что у небесного Отца всегда на первом месте были отношения. И если ты не имеешь никакого отношения с Богом, то не имеет никакого значения, если ты пытаешься исполнить закон.
Nothing else matters if you try to fulfill the law. It doesn't matter. He says,
масло?
Oil? What oil?
Бог, мы масло принесли. Нам сказали принести масло. We brought oil. They told us.
The wise virgin said to bring oil.
Которые уже вон там сидят.
Sitting right there, eating with you on the feast. Let us in, Jesus. We brought the oil. He says, I don't know you.
Как ты не знаешь? Они нам сказали. Проблема, что они вам сказали, не я.
It's the problem that they told you. I didn't tell you. I didn't tell you anything. I don't even know you.
Думай.
Think about that.
Смотри.
Look.
Не имеет никакого значения, если ты пытаешься исполнить закон. Глаза Бога, ты ничего не знаешь, что он тебя не знает. Именно это то, где сейчас находится христианство.
This is where Christianity is currently tries not to sin and live righteously and at the same time have a relationship with God. He walks around, nonsense. And Jesus says, God says, come here, I will give you peace and rest. Come here.
А ты говоришь, я трудающийся, обременённый, как бы мне снять бремя? Идите ко мне, все трудящиеся, я успокою. Я вас успокою. Почему?
Покой.
Суббота. Идите ко мне, я вас всех субботником сделаю.
I'll make you all live in a Sabbath.
Субботники сидят на бороды свои.
People that follow the Sabbath day, the Adventists of the seventh day. You know what? I'm not about that. I'm God's. I don't follow these laws.
К Римлянам 1:28.
Romans 1:28.
И смотри, что Бог говорит. Так как они не считали нужным признавать Бога, то Он оставил их во власти их же собственных.
And so, since they did not see fit to acknowledge God or approve of Him or consider Him worth than knowing, God gave them over to base and condemned mind to do things not proper or decent, but loathsome.
If you're not searching for Him, this scripture is for you. You'll be
left alone by God to do perverse things and to live in
dirt. And you'll never use it because you didn't seek Me. I'll leave you. You know, in your life.
You were not looking for me, you were not desiring to have a relationship with me, I'll leave you in your undecent things. You hear me?
Начни искать Бога, моментально включается закон
God.
Духа.
Right away, the spirit of law turns on.
Я хочу этого, я хочу этого, я хочу его любить, я хочу быть с ним. Я вообще не хочу, для меня это вообще плевать.
I don't want all these things, I don't care about it all.
Теперь не тоже грешить, теперь не хочу ничего. Зачем мне грешить? Зачем мне самому себе же причинять боль? Потому что грех, когда ты был в законе, то когда ты согрешил, у тебя просто совесть говорила. А когда ты сделаешь по закону Духа ошибку, тебе самому плохо. Ты страдаешь. Так кто из вас себе будет наносить боль? Никто, ты скажешь, не хочешь. Это все равно, как сейчас взять и сделать самоубийство, например, или резать себя. Ты скажешь, ну, наоборот, ты бережешь себя, заклеиваешь.
No, you're not going to do that. You will bandage yourself.
Мы не хотим причинить.
We don't want to cause ourselves pain. The spirit of the law works the same way. Listen.
Бог есть любовь.
God is love.
Не задавали ли вы себе вопрос, в чем нуждается любовь?
What does love need?
В любви.
In love. It's not need in fulfillment of the law. God is love. He is not a law.
Бог есть любовь.
He's love.
Он даже поставил закон.
And he even put the law. When he said he loves you, he wants all of these things come out of you, the wrong things, so that you can see how horrible you are. But then he loves you.
Скажите, кому нужна жена, которая всё пытается сделать для него, не имеет никаких отношений и любви к своему мужу?
Everything in the house, but she doesn't love her husband. Who needs a wife like that? Who needs a husband like that? Who comes in, comes out, locks in his room, nobody sees him, nobody hears him at all?
Никому.
Nobody.
Иисус говорит, это толку, что вы хорошие.
And what is the what is good from you being good? You're not my own. I don't need you. You're good for somebody, or you're good for yourself, or for me. You're good for yourself. But I want you to be good for me. You're dirty, but don't worry about being dirty. I will clean you. I will take care of that. And if you're trying to be righteous, it's like dirty clothes. Hebrews 8:7. If there had been nothing wrong with the first agreement, it's clearly saying that the Old Testament,
потому что он не создан, чтобы быть святым.
It wasn't created holy.
Не то, что, чтобы закон свят, потому что он открывает сердце Бога. Но открывать сердце Бога снаружи и открывать сердце Бога внутри — это
другое
сердце.
It was when the law was opening the outside doors. When I sin, I'm not harming anybody but him. And when I don't have the law inside of me, I'm not hurting anybody except for myself. We feel the Holy Spirit when we do something wrong. It brings pain to me because I brought pain to him. And that's the problem. The privilege is that you are his. You're dirty, but you're his. The problem is not in mistakes. It's who you belong to. You're not going to care about your neighbor who is done wrong things or in pain. You don't care about the neighbor's kid. You care about your own kid. If there had nothing been wrong with the first agreement, there would have not been no need for a second agreement. But God found something wrong with his people. He says, look, the time is coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new agreement with the people of Israel and the people of Judah. It will not be like the agreement I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the Egypt. But they broke the agreement and turned away from them, says the Lord. This is the agreement I will make with the people of Israel at the time, says the Lord. I will put my teachings in their mind and write them on their hearts. They will, their God. You are born from above. You're not going to need anybody else. Inside of you, God is living. No teacher will be needed. Heaven is inside of you. Let heaven speak. People will no longer have to teach their neighbors or relatives to know the Lord, because all people will know me, from the least to the most important. I will forgive them the wicked things they did, and I will not remember their sins anymore. He said he will not remember. And what I did right now is in time. He was out of time, and he already forgot your sins. He doesn't remember them. I will not remember their sins anymore. God called this a new agreement, so he has made the first agreement old. And anything that is old and worn out is ready to disappear. So many people try to make the laws and follow the laws, but they don't even know who they're doing it for. Through everything, God wants to let us understand how much he wants to be with us, but he can't make us, because that won't be true love. He can't force you. He can put a law, but you won't be able to follow because it will destroy you. But he's saying, come to me, I will love you. That's why a father and a son had a relationship.
Тут же в доме у него не было вообще никаких отношений. Он даже не знал волю отца.
Remember the other son who lived out of the house. He did not know the will of the father.
Ушел просто.
The other son took everything that was his. And then he left, wasted all of his goods and money, and then he came back. And then their second son was not really happy. And he said, father, let's go. Sonny, let's go. We'll have a party together.
Я тут пошел.
He wasn't so happy, the second brother. In other words, God is giving His creation to see how horrible it would, life would be without God. After the fall in the law fulfillment, God wants to show us that we cannot live without Him at all. That's why He removes all the law, and He is just saying straight up right now that He has one and only law to love Him. Look, I will explain what God wanted from us. I will prove it to you. In Adam and Eve, before the sin, don't look at the bottle yet. Nobody looked, right? Look. From the beginning, the man that was created by God, there was... The law of the Lord was written upon their hearts. And before that tree of good and evil was created, they had no idea or no desire to go up to that tree. Now listen to me. From the beginning, the law was written upon our hearts. But he said, don't touch the heart, don't touch that tree. And they did not even remember it, not at all, until who reminded them? Somebody had to come in and take them in. They had to put that nature into us. And it's not the problem with the tree of good and evil. It's you have stepped over the border. That border took us away from God because forever we lost Him. We lost the obedience. We lost the law. It came out of us. And now the human nature just fell down. Listen to me carefully. God said, do not eat from the tree of good and evil. They didn't. We cannot even comprehend it. What do you mean, don't eat it, don't look at it? When somebody tells us not to touch something or not to look somewhere, we do look at it, and we want to touch it. You know, when somebody tells us don't steal, we are like, are you sure we can't steal? Because when somebody tells us not to steal, we want to steal. They did not even try to make a sin or come to the tree of good and evil until somebody came up to them. And he said, this tree is good, but daddy said we shouldn't eat it. It will give you... understanding, you will be like God. And they started processing the idea. It's just we are reading the Bible in one book, in 1 minute, but there was more going on. I think it was going on several days when he kept coming to Adam and Eve. It was a process. They lived in the Garden of Eden years and years. There was no time before the sin. Even right now they say that the body, the human body should not get old because it renews itself. And this is what happens when Adam and Eve were told not to touch the tree, and until somebody came up to them and said, you will have all the best if you eat it. Somebody had to put a lot of work in. And now... Somebody just have to tell us something that we cannot do, something we cannot touch, something we cannot eat. Don't touch it, don't look at it, and I am sure that you will go, you will see, and you will touch. Lucifer had made the same trick with Jesus. You don't even imagine. That was a test. Devil had the full right, legal right to test the man. If he lives in the sin, or he doesn't. And devil threw very dangerous and very serious cards out. Put very big money on the table. All he could... he would put everything that Jesus wanted. he didn't offer him a candy. He said, everything will be yours. He knew who he was. And Jesus said, no. And he said, what about this? I'll give you this and you'll have everything. But Jesus said, you know what? No. I don't want anything. And he said, what do you want? I want to fulfill His law. I don't want to pray. I don't want to go. I don't want to travel. I don't want to go to missionary trips. I don't want anything. We are the sons. We are the daughters of God who listen to Him. Come out of the slavery of dominations, churches. It's just dust in our eyes. We have God's children. In those who will be his children, there are no denominations. I'm almost finishing up. Now God is putting laws up, and he's saying so that people do not step over the border, and now they're unable to fulfill the law because they're full of sin. God made this so that he put the law up, not so that we can fulfill the law, but to see and to show us. Romans 7:12. So the law is holy and the command is holy and right and good. Does this mean that something is bad brought death to me? No, sin used something that is good to bring death to me. This happened so that I could see what sin is really like. The command was used to show that sin is very evil. To show. This happened so that I could see what sin is like. The command was used to show that sin is very evil. You know, beloved, some people say that some make sin more, some sin less. No. It's just that some people have a certain level of sin in them. We all step over the borderline. When we have the desire to sin, you will step over the border. You have three desires, or three steps, or three stages. And I will step over all three of them. I made 100% of all of those. I stepped over all of those borders. And if you have one, and if you committed one false step, you made 100%. That's why God doesn't have big or small. If there is sin inside of you, and if you have a certain level or certain amount of them, and if you make all of them, that means you made 100% of them. And you think that if you don't smoke and somebody does, you think that they sin more. You don't sin because you don't have the law inside of you not to smoke. You make other things wrong that somebody can see. Somebody maybe that who can't hear. We're all the same, brothers and sisters. In percentage, we have failed all of the laws.
Okay.
So
мы знаем, что закон духовный.
The God is saying to the people who fell for the sin, you have fell in the law, so he now requires a sacrifice, a perfect sacrifice, once and forever to cover the sin. And so all the sacrifices that have been brought to the sacrifice, they only covered things in time. But then Jesus covered all the sacrifice with his sacrifice in time, out of time.
И теперь нам с вами надо
разобраться,
now, и вот мы сейчас разбираемся с этой стороны.
We're looking at it from this side. Are you receiving anything for yourself? You should be breathing very freely because there is a law that you can fulfill. It's inside of you. It's in your heart. That's it. Look. God is saying, bring a sacrifice for your sin. Because what? When Jesus Christ took care of all of it, forever he just destroys the law. They're giving you a law.
Мне не нужен отчим, если у меня появился отец.
I don't need a father in law or a stepfather if I have a father.
Закон внутри Бога меня через Дух Святой.
I don't need a when I have a father.
И поэтому Бог говорит, вам не
That's
нужен
God is saying, you don't need
это
Old Testament. That's stepfather who brought you to the father.
Вы здесь? Я предупреждал, теологически тяжелая тема.
It's a very difficult message to comprehend, and I'm trying to take it part by part.
Затем он навсегда уничтожил закон, который явился
So he destroyed all the laws.
На жертвеннике, который вне времени.
On the sacrifice that was out of time,
это называется вечность там.
In the eternity, and the law that is working in the time,
it's
invalid no more.
We're
not forgiven out of time. Why do I need something secondary? And God is saying, you don't need the law. You don't need any law. Now,
со мной могут только те. Которые рождаются свыше, и не
Only those can be with me who are born from the above. That's all.
И некоторые люди говорят, о, а я
And some people say, oh, I will complete the laws.
Good luck,
I will make laws. Good luck. You will fail at them.
Итак.
Moving on.
И теперь все, что желает Бог,
Now that
чтобы
everything
его любили
God wants
всем сердцем, всем
is
разумом,
so that Читаю people место, love him with all of your mind, soul, and spirit. Matthew
22:35.
You're all sweaty sitting here and you want it to end. Bear with me. I'll be fast. Matthew
22:35.
When the Pharisees learned that this Seducers could not argue with Jesus. He answers to them when Pharisees met together. One Pharisee, who was an expert on the law of Moses, asked Jesus a question to test him. Teacher, which command in the law is most important? Jesus answered, Love the Lord your God with all of your heart and your soul and your mind.
Которые изначально Бога не волновало. Богу закон
God
не нужен.
God doesn't need law.
Не нужен.
He doesn't need it.
Он просто хотел указать
he
нам
wants
на
to
то,
show
кто
us
мы. Как можно
who
указать
we are.
На то, что ты плохой?
How
как?
Can he show us that we're bad?
Ты говоришь, я же ничего не нужен. Ну, смотри,
you're not making any да? bad sin. You're not making
Бог надо указать тебе,
anything
ты,
wrong. And ну, somehow God needs to show you that there's a lot wrong in you.
25 минут в час.
10 miles later on, he puts a speed limit sign of 10 miles, and you're driving 60. And here you see the siren. And he says, you didn't follow the law. You didn't follow the law. You know that right now I showed you that you have failed at the law. I forgive you right now. And right here, he takes out that sign out of the ground. It was made so that he can bring you back to the Father. He brought the sign down and he took it down himself to show you, just to show you.
Потому что Бог знает, что мы
Because
ходим, что мы ходим,
God knows that
мы ходить чисто не сможем. Самая главная проблема – это разрыв Бога
We're
с человеком в Эдемском саду. Все. Разрыв. И Бог по сей день пытается
That disconnection happened
назад
with, Adam and,
в Эдемском
with Adam and Eve
чтобы
all the way from the Garden of Eden.
Мы созданы
we were created to love. That was our function.
Смотрите,
to love.
Итак, если определение греха
so
это нарушение заповеди, да, мы в самом начале сказали, нарушение заповеди, то по словам Иисуса Христа,
by the words of Jesus Christ,
всего лишь две заповеди.
We only have two commandments to follow, and these commandments that you cannot fail at, you just have to make them happen. To love.
Ты теперь освобождение получаешь?
Are you receiving?
Можешь себе представить?
Anything?
Нет ни одной заповеди сейчас.
There is no law right now
нарушить.
That you can fail at. You just have one. To love.
Возлюби его. И вот это, знаете, в чем
And you know what all of my life is based on?
Чтобы когда я родился свыше,
so that when I born from above,
I
understand how to love and learn how to love people around me.
Все.
Period.
Будь свободен.
Be free.
Воздай славу Богу, вставай. Praise